Unfortunately, Parashat Pashas Korach, and there's one particular point I want to focus on, and that is that we have here rebellion, we have a revolution, we have a counter demonstrations here, we have Moshe Rabbeinu on one side and Korach on the other side, and it's Labor Day. It really is a very, very serious break in Klal Yisrael, and Korach pulls to his side. Dosna, Aviram, Bnei Eliyahu, Oyin, Ben Peles, Bnei Reuven, and Anoshim, Bnei Yisrael, Chmishim, 250 people, Nesiya, Edo, Kriya, Moed, Anshe, Shem, big people. And they challenged Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, they challenged the fact that he was the one who was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They challenged that he has a right from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be chosen there. And it reached a stage where Moshe Rabbeinu needed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu to verify the fact that he was the one. And the parasha says Moshe Rabbeinu pulls them together and he says, Rabbeisai, I can tell you what to do. Bring your frying pans, Tanuvahem Eish, and bring Keteres, and the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses is the right one. You call it Russian roulette. And they came, and Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu Shalom, show me who you sent. Show me who the one is that was chosen by you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want something usual to happen or natural to happen. I want something supernatural to happen. I want the floor to open up. And exactly what happened. The floor opened up and everything of theirs got sucked in. Okay? Carries on the parasha. And then it says,
the Adonai was created.
Friday Ben Hashemoshes. Yeah, but it was used then, right? So they all went Chaim Sho'ilo, and then it brings down that, and the Eish came down from Shemayim, and the Eish Yotzim Eish Hashem, Vatoichal Eisa Chamishim U'Mesayim Ish Makrivek Toiris. It completely consumed them. Rabbi Yisai, this is big stuff. This is outside verification on the highest possible level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really showing Moshe Rabbeinu is right, Aaron's minui, his choosing was right. And then what happens? Amazing. Next few words. Next parasha. Next perek. The pasuk says, Vayeloinu kol adas bnei Yisrael mochras al Moshe. And they all complain to Moshe. Val Aaron layman to Aaron saying, Atem hamisem es am Hashem. You are the ones who killed Klal Yisrael. You're responsible. What's going on here, Rabbi Yisai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that what they did was a terrible, terrible thing. Hashem made supernatural nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the open up just to get Korach and Oime and Dosan Viren get sucked in, and them and all the possessions, everything came flying into the hole. And an Eish comes down from Shemayim and consumes 250 people. And you can see that it was clearly an Oinish, clearly their fault. And what did they come along and turn around and say? You killed them, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're the one who's responsible. So I have a few kashas. Number one, how stupid can you be? A very simple question. But how stupid can you be? How can you possibly accuse Moshe Rabbeinu as being the one who killed them? You killed yourself. You're the one who wants to be like Aaron HaKohen. You want to offer up Keteres? Vavakasha, offer up Keteres. You'll be consumed. How can you blame Moshe and Aaron? Number one. Number two, where was their belief? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through, Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, and he said, if I am the one who's chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will know. You will know that I am the right one. V'yedatem, ki ne'atzu anosh me'edas Hashem. You will know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute certainty who was right and who was wrong. And it comes the next day, and it doesn't seem like they do know. So what happened here? What was wrong? What was missing in the piece of information they had? Furthermore, a magefa breaks out. And what happens there? They go through, it's sweeping through the nation, sweeping through. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, take Keteres and go along and stop it. Is it a coincidence that Keteres was how they got consumed? And now the Keteres is the fact that they were saved. So there's a beautiful piece in Shem Shmuel, and I've seen other people saying it, but Rav Nevensal in his Sefer puts it down very, very beautifully. But I see he's got it from a lot of different places. After research, he's got it from Shem Shmuel, probably from the Shem Shmuel, but Be'ikah. And he says as follows. And this is a very, very wonderful Yisod. he said Korach had two problems with Moshe Rabbeinu. Two problems. Number one, who says that you were chosen to be the one that can make all the different positions? Who said you had the right to choose Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol? Who said you had the right to choose this particular person to be the head of the Kohenim of the people? Who gave you the right? Who gave you the right to make that choice? I think I have the right. I think I should be the main one. I worked in lineage and it works in family positions. I should have the right. Who says that you are the one who was chosen? So Moshe Rabbeinu works and he shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a nest. And he says, Rabbeinu Shleilam, if I was chosen to be the one to make Aaron the Kohen Gadol, or to make the other, and to include other positions in the Klal Yisrael and to make them great, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wanted to make a nest that everyone should fall in the ground. And that's exactly what happened. And exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed was that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was chosen to make these minuyim, to make these positions, to make these, not positions, minuyim, appointments. Made his appointments. Moshe Rabbeinu had that right. But Korach had another point that he was arguing with. Korach had another point. Let's say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make Moshe Rabbeinu the one to appoint Aaron. Let's say it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him the direct message to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him the shlichus to do that. Which he did. But let's say he didn't. Let's say he didn't. Now that you have not HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus, but now you have a Moshe who is a Godel Hador, who is the greatest human being in his midas who ever was and ever will be, an amazing, incredible human being, and you have a grober Korach. And you have a Korach. A wealthy man, an arrogant man, a Talmud Chochem, yeah? All that. And you have a choice between Moshe Rabbeinu and a Korach. Who would you choose? Who would you choose? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to make the minuyim. But Moshe Rabbeinu had Das Torah. He had his own opinion. And therefore, if you have an opinion against Moshe Rabbeinu, when you have a Korach on your side, how foolish you are to choose him as being your spiritual leader when you have a Moshe Rabbeinu. So when these people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to him, Atem hamisim es am Hashem. They did not complain about the fact that Korach and Dothan Aviram were sucked in. Okay, given, so you were chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to make this appointment. I agree. But what was the yes there, Taina? Listen to this carefully. The Taina was, why did you, Moshe Rabbeinu, use Keteres? Keteres is a lethal tool. Unless Keteres is told, you have a tzivui from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to use Keteres, Keteres kills. Keteres is an absolute killer. Moshe Rabbeinu, you trap them. You trap them. Why? Because you made them take Keteres. It wasn't a tzivui from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says this. Moshe Rabbeinu, why did you put them in a position to take Keteres? And it was not a tzivui from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You told them to do it. And therefore you're responsible. What you should have done is use something else. Use a much softer approach. Use maybe the sticks like I have further on in the parasha, or use some kind of other test. But you're using lethal nuclear material called Keteres when it's not Tzivui Hashem. You killed them. They didn't stand a chance. That is why we're angry. That is why the Sodom said, Moshe, Atem Amishim, you killed them. Who asked you to use Keteres? Who asked them to get involved in such a game? Listen to this. So why were they wrong? Why were they wrong? Moshe Rabbeinu did use nuclear material. He did use Keteres. That unless it's by Tzivui Hashem is extremely, extremely dangerous. So why did he yes do it? Why did he yes do it without Tzivui Hashem? And here's the answer. The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Tzivui Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says, use Keteres, I'll show you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is my Robson. That is Tzivui Hashem. What's the proof? That was done through a mistake. That was Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly told not to, and that was Chil Hashem. That was a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu can make mistakes. Everyone can make mistakes. Yeah. But over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Ketores is not allowed to be used unless it's with Ratzon Hashem, unless it's with Tzivoy Hashem. And if you use it without Tzivoy Hashem, it kills. Comes along the next parasha, and there's a Magepa sweeping through Klal Yisrael. And it's destroying Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, use Ketores. And what happens then? Aaron doesn't die. In fact, the Magepa stops. So what does that teach us? What does that teach us? It teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu has a right to use Ketores under his own initiative. Which means that how can he do that? Are you not allowed to use Ketores according to their taina, according to their complaint, unless a Kodesh Baruch Hu told you? Is the answer that when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen to use Ketores, that is Tzivui Hashem. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu commanding. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to use the Ketores, Aaron uses it as if Tzivui Hashem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded him to do that. When they complain that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, how dare you make Klal Yisrael bring Ketores up? How dare you do it? You told them to do it. I don't tell them to do anything. I am telling you because that is Tzivui Hashem. The Shem Shmuel says, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Mipi HaGvura. V'davar Hashem HaMoshe Leim, he spoke Mipi HaGvura. The Pasuk says, who's speaking over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. He's speaking like a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks. Therefore, when their complaint was that Moshe Rabbeinu, you told them, and it wasn't from Hashem, the answer is, excuse me, I'm telling you, what I say is Ratzon Hashem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu does want to give me the right, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu does give me the ability to define what is his Ratzon. And I'll prove it to you, Aaron HaKohen uses the Ketores without the Tzivui Hashem directly and is absolutely fine. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this carefully. There are two parts of this understanding over here. One part of the understanding over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu has a right and he knows what HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants him to do. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the one who told him to make the appointments. And secondly, even without Moshe Rabbeinu being told by Kodesh Baruch Hu what to do, Moshe Rabbeinu defines the Ratzon Hashem by being an Eved Hashem. By being somebody who's totally connected with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he defines Tzivui Hashem. And Moshe's command becomes the Tzivui Hashem. There's a stira in Rashi. Rashi says in two places in this parasha, if you look inside, I haven't got time now to look inside, Rashi says two places in this parasha that Aaron HaKohen has a fight with the Malach HaMoves. And the Malach HaMoves says, why are you bringing Ketores? I've got a job to do, you've got a job to do. Get out of my way. I've got to kill people, why are you stopping me? So, the Malach HaMoves says, I'm a Sheikh of Hashem, you're a Sheikh of Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of my way. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Aaron HaKohen says one liner, and he says, Ein Moshe oime klumi liboy, ela mipi agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu says nothing himself is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the one to tell Aaron to bring the Ketores. It's not true. The Pasuk says earlier on, it says, V'chip aleim, Roz zeh mosle malach hamoves, k'sh'ole l'rakia. The malach hamoves told Moshe Rabbeinu about this special secret about that Ketores stops people being killed. So was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu? Was the Malach HaMoves told Moshe Rabbeinu the secret? The answer is that what Moshe Rabbeinu speaks is Mipi HaGvura. If Moshe Rabbeinu learns a secret from the Malach HaMoves and he uses it in the correct way, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu defining what he wants in this world. And therefore, this parasha is an incredibly important parasha. This parasha teaches us not to be Shleiter Korach V'Chados, not to be like Korach and his Eidah, doesn't only teach us not to challenge the right of Gedolei Olam to tell us what to do. In other words, what right does this rabbi have to tell me? I've got my own opinion. When I ask him, he doesn't have a right to tell me that. The first right is a rabbi does not tell you something. He is commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu to lead us. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu deciding who he should appoint and what he should be doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the right of the Rabbonim, of the Gedolei Hador, not to all the Rabbonim, I'm talking about the Gedolim, to lead a nation. And that is the first step of understanding the leading nation. The second step is, but who says they got it right? Who says they know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined his ways of behaving in this world based on the way that Talmidei Chachamim decide that that is the way the world should be run. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on one day. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we're not ready for it. Wait till the next day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for him. I'm not talking about Talmidei Chachamim. I'm talking about Gedolei Hador. Gedolei Hador are people who have what they call Das Torah. Das Torah is not a person who learns Mora and he has opinion Das Torah. He's Das Torah. Das Torah is a person who eats, sleeps, drinks, learns every moment. He's totally connected to Ratzon Hashem. He's a person who doesn't answer his mobile phone. Yeah, what, you know, the person you get these people who are working. You're in a shop, you want to buy a suit. In the middle of talking to them, the guy takes his mobile phone and starts chatting to a friend. That is not a good employee. That's not a good employee. A good employee is somebody who does not do anything besides what's good for the business. That is a godlador. That is Das Torah. And these people have the ability to define Ratzon Hashem and to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what you should be doing. That is Mepi HaGevura. They define Ratzon Hashem. Very quickly, the beautiful piece of Sas Emes. The Sas Emes says, Kol Ha'om Kulam Kadoshim U'Soicham Hashem. Kol Ha'om Kulam Kadoshim, they're all Kadosh U'Soicham Hashem. What was their mistake? The answer is, they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. Kol Ha'om Kulam Kadoshim. Klal Yisrael or Kulam Kadoshim. U'Soicham Hashem. It's absolutely right. The mistake was, U'Madua Tisnasu Al-Kahal Hashem. What does that mean? We have a din of becoming Kaddish. And we're Kaddish and we're quite happy where we are. We're quite happy to be defined in our normal levels. We don't want to have somebody who's a leader who is beyond us. He's an old rabbi who sits and learns his whole day long. We want somebody who we can relate with on our level. And he's somebody that will teach us what to do. And we don't need to be this great person. We don't need to be connected with the Gedolim. Madua Tisnasu, why make us become connected to a Moshe Rabbeinu who went up to Shammai? We want a Korach. We want somebody who's always been down to earth. That's what the Pasuk says. It says later on, he says, Kriye Moyed Anshei Shem. What's Kriye Moyed? They went against Shabbos. What's Kriye Moyed? Kriye Moyed is, Klal Yisrael define the Yom Tovim. They define when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore they can define the Yom Tovim. They are Kriye Moyed. These people liked Yom Tovim because we are in control. We are able to decide through Rebbeisim what should be done. But something that comes from Shemayim, like Shabbos, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelko with a matana, that you want nothing to do with. And that is wrong. It's better to be a zonov la'royis than Rosh Hashanah. It's better to be connected with the Gedolei Olam than to become Pali Pali and have somebody who is your Das Torah, which is clearly not Das Torah because it's Das Torah is defined by somebody who's Kol Kuloi Kodesh. Kol Kuloi in Eved Hashem. And that is Parshas Korach. In order not to be Korach v'chadosoi, we got to believe there's two fundamentals. Number one, we have a right, the Gedolim have a right to define our path, and number two, they know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about, that is Ratzon Hashem, and every doyer, it's a Zohar Kodesh brings down. Ispashtusei de Moshe b'chol dora b'dora. And it said, Chachmei ha-toyer sh'b'chol doi b'doi heim nitzutz m'neshamas Moshe Rabbeinu. And everyone according to the Darga who's muchlet b'toyerah, a person who's a real, real godl b'toyerah, has the ability to know what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we may not see it, but we have to believe and know that Das Torah, the real Das Torah, not Rav told you this, Rav told you that, a real Das Torah, a person who really is gazafed, is completely engrossed in Torah, has ability to know what should be done. We've got to follow them, and Be'ez Hashem will follow in the right direction.